This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Final story of the day is how you can redesign your days to reclaim some lost time. Now, we did a story about this a couple of weeks ago where Chris was in the studio and we had some discussions about this. But this has got some slightly different suggestions. And I know there are things in here that I certainly need to do.
Yeah.
Odds, please take it away.
I'm going to start with, so basically it says here we've all got fixed 24 hours in a day, 7 days a week. But in 2019, you can feel like you have more time every week by making different choices about how you allocate your hours. So the first step here is to quit something. The start of the year is a great time for you to reassess why you're doing what you're doing and let go of activities that no longer make sense. One of the fastest, easiest way to take back your time in 2019 is to quit something. Quit a recurring meeting, quit a committee, quit Facebook. Quit Candy Crush, maybe. Quit a leadership.
Who still plays Candy Crush?
I know some people still do.
Really?
Doesn't Ryan Reynolds play something like Candy Crush?
No. He has that other thing with the bear in it. It's like, I don't know, animal something or what.
Okay.
He's endorsed by one of those games.
Moving on.
Maybe we should stop watching mindless videos. Quit watching mindless videos. Quit a leadership position. Quit a program. Just stop. Many of these responsibilities easily take 2 hours a week, if not many more. By taking them out of your life, you automatically open up space.
Okay, you can also limit something. Sometimes you can't or don't want to completely eliminate activities from your life, but you can open up more space in your life by setting firmer boundaries around them so that you still have space for other items that matter. For example, you might limit the amount of time you spend on email by checking it 3 times a day instead of constantly having it open. I have been guilty of that. Or you might limit the amount of time you spend on a phone app to a certain number of minutes each day. Or, sigh, you might limit how late you stay at work or limit the number of hours you watch Netflix.
No.
We are both looking at you right now.
I know we're both looking at him, but we are equally bad.
Guilty, yeah.
We are equally bad.
Yes.
These limits where you say, effectively, this much and no more, keep certain activities in their proper place. For even limiting activities by 30 minutes a day leads to an extra 3.5 hours a week and 14 hours a month that in turn opens up hours of your day for other items like exercise, reading, sleeping, or getting more substantive work done.
How you said exercise.
It also says that you can pause something. So giving yourself permission to take a break, for example, choosing to eat lunch away from your computer can give you a sense of peace and space. Even if you're away from your desk for only 10 minutes or going for a walk in the middle of the day, I don't think you can go for a walk here in the middle of any day and expect to come back. If you're just stopping for a moment to assert your ability to do the non-urgent reduces the sense that everything has to happen at a frenetic pace and that there's no time to slow down. So this one I really like. Just like taking mini breaks in between to, you know, do things that you want to do.
Big believer in that.
All right. The next one is delegate something. Another way to have extra time is to delegate activities that you don't need to do yourself at work that could look like delegating more to a colleague, assistant, or a contractor. As you plan your day, ask yourself, is this something that I really need to do myself or could someone else do this instead? At home, that could look like recruiting assistance from your fellow household members or looking into services for everything like running errands to grocery shop to cleaning. You can save yourself at least 4 to 5 hours a week by having others help.
Finally, it says add something. So if you want more time to do something you never have time for, start putting that activity first. Add an exercise class, book a trip, plan a get together with friends, and don't cancel it. When you put first the activities you really want to do, the other tasks in life have a way of fitting in around them. This sounds like procrastination.
Yes, I agree.
The last one. Yeah, it sounds like, because I think I've been doing this way too much.
The delegating sounded like Tai Chi.
So it really sounds like Tai Chi in this situation.
It's procrastination, and then there's that thing where it says, and don't cancel it either. So you have the best intentions in mind. I'm going to do this. I'm going to go to that class. And then you go, I just don't fancy that.
No.
And you see, you've not only procrastinated, but then you've failed in the thing that you're going to do in the first place.
You cannot cancel your procrastination.
Right.
You're like, I'm going to go out and shopping for 3 hours because I really want to do that.
Yeah.
I don't want to clean my house.
I don't want to clean my house either.
No.
Yeah. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that has come to the end of our show. Thank you very much for all of your messages or your suggestions. Do we have any more before we wrap up quickly?
There's one here by Imam Muda Mashud who says, money doesn't fall from trees, mindful on the using.
There you go.
Wise words.
All right, so that's all the time we have for today. But if you missed any part of this show, don't forget you can download the podcast and listen back to it at your leisure. maybe, you know, finding yourself some lost time, perhaps, away from your desk, going for a short little walk, tune into Enterprise Biz Bytes. It is available in the Apple App Store or in the Google Play Store. Of course, we're also on Spotify as well, if you want to have a listen back there. So we did start off with that story about whether or not kids need more hands-on experience with money. That's what we started with. We then moved on to
how Singapore has launched a new mobile app for schools to send updates to parents, or field trip consent letters, administrative updates. All this can now be done on another app. But do parents really need yet another app?
Then we spoke about how streaming services like Netflix and HBO could stop password sharing with AI.
And finally, that story about how you can redesign days to reclaim lost time. If you don't feel like you have enough time, maybe you can quit something, delegate something, add something, and two other things that you can do with something.
That's pause, a lot of somethings.
Pause something, yeah. pause something and limit something. Right. There you go.
Okay, right. Coming up after the 1 o'clock news, as usual, it is the Breakfast Grill replay. Equity crowdfunding. ECF was meant to transform fundraising and provide entrepreneurs with an alternative funding option. The Breakfast Grill spoke to Pitch In about the state of equity crowdfunding in Malaysia and the strides the startup has made since the last time they were on the show 2 years ago. It is with Kashminder Singh, the CIO and co-founder of Pitch In. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. My name is Rich Bradbury. On behalf of Arvind Yuvaraj and Audrey Raj, this has been Enterprise Biz Bytes. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow at noon here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.